John, bit of a delayed birthday present for you there. The game on Tuesday didn't go well, but a fantastic bowling performance from yourself and the team today.
Yeah, if we could just cut out the wides, I think that would have been one of our better bowling performances, you know, in a long time. I think we bowled really well, Max especially, but all the bowlers, I think, you know, we hit our lines, and if we can just cut the wides out, you know, and we bowl like that in the rest of the tournament, it would be great.
And the fielding, we'd probably see it 15 or 20 runs by our ground fielding. I mean, it was, we looked really sharp.
Our fielding today was top class, you know, and we've been working really hard on our fielding. Carl Hopkinson is in with us, and he's drilling us every day, and you know, we're getting better as a fielding unit, and we're a good unit already, but we're getting better every day as well.
And a great blend of youth and experience there in the batting. Ed Joyce just steadied the ship, and Andrew Balburnie, one of the young guns, a fantastic knock from him.
Ed, you know, was usual Ed, you'd expect that from him, but Andy was just fantastic, you know. He really took the pressure off Ed. He came out, he played his shots, he scored off a lot of balls, and it was really great to watch as well.
And looking ahead now, that's the warm-ups out of the way. We go to New Zealand, and a little matter of the West Indies, an opening match on Sunday night, Monday morning.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think that's the game everybody obviously has been looking forward to for a long time. I think we took our eye off the ball the other day, probably looking a bit too far ahead. We got back to basics today, and everybody's just raring to go now on Monday.
And if you're handed a new ball, scalp of Chris Gayle would be nice.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. If I'm handed the new ball, it'd be great. If I'm handed it after 8, 10, 12 overs, whatever, as long as I can just keep doing and hitting the areas that I want to hit, you know, that'll be just what I'll be looking for.
Yeah, and I believe it's a sellout crowd in Nelson. Have you played there before?
I haven't. I've holidayed there. My brother obviously lives in the South Island, so it's going to be great to have all my family and friends there, and hopefully I can get the nod to play in the game and in front of a full crowd.